Acknowledgements. I've been wanting to write a book like this since 2002, when I first learned of vegetable oil's toxicity and the backward world of medicine I'd been living in. But back then, the message would have been incomplete due to lack of available information, and frankly, too radical seeming. Times have changed. I want to begin by thanking the scientific heroes whose work helped me to complete the message, as well as the passionate influencers whose work collectively has facilitated the cultural changes that, I hope, primed the world to appreciate the messages of dark calories. I'm grateful for all the lipid scientists who fight the necessary battles to get funded and published, particularly Dr. Eric Decker, Dr. Martin Grootfeld, Dr. Glenn D. Lawrence, and Dr. Francis Sladek, who all generously donated time to answering my questions. Thank you. I'm also indebted to the late Ephraim Racker and Gerhard Spitteler, who both tried to warn the world about seed oils generations ago. Their work greatly informed my understanding of oxidative stress and radically changed my worldview. I also owe thanks to many others for inviting me to participate in podcasts, broadcasts, and other projects well before vegetable oil was a topic of interest, particularly Sean Croxton, Jeff Hayes, Mark Sisson, Brad Kearns, Ancestral Health Symposium organizers Kamel Patel and Catherine Morrison, Paleo FX organizers Michelle and Keith Norris, and chapter leaders of the Weston A. Price Foundation throughout the world. And to those of you who have also now taken up the cause, especially Andrea Donsky, Ben Azadi, Cynthia Thurlow, Dr. Ken Berry, Dr. Phil Ovadia, Dr. David Perlmutter, Dr. Joe Mercola, Ben Greenfield, Dr. Paul Saladino, Dr. Sean Baker, Julia and Kelly Starrett, Dave Asprey, Abel James, Dr. Daniel Pompa, Dr. Anthony Gustin, Dr. Michelle Gordon, Dr. Brian Curley, David Gornowski, Dr. Drew Pinsky, Dr. Tro Kalagian, Dr. Brian Lenskies, Dr. Jason Fung, Dr. Jeffrey Gerber, Vinnie Tortorich, Dixie Huey, and many more on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and so on. There have been so many that I have lost track, and I apologize for this disservice to your support. Last, I need to acknowledge the readers of my other books who have reached out to share success stories and describe how they have become, quote, insufferable converts, end quote, within their own communities. Awareness of vegetable oil as a health problem could always have begun only as a grassroots movement. You are collectively keeping that grass growing faster than it's mowed down. I'm extremely grateful to the scientists and practitioners who generously donated time to answer my technical questions and share their experiences within academia and industry, including Jennifer Hayes, Mark Matlock, Matt Donovan, Candace Brasius, Dr. Klaus Schmidt-Rohr, Dr. Thomas Seyfried, Dr. Roy Baumeister, Dr. Chris Kenobi, Dr. Shabani Sethi, Dr. Georgia Eid, Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, and Dr. Phil Ovadia, and especially to Nina Teicholz for uncovering the 1948 transaction that changed the course of medical history. Much of the inspiration for part two of this audiobook comes from seeing the financial burdens brought to bear on American employers and their employees by nutrition disinformation, along with the twisting of so-called preventative medicine in service of the healthcare industry. For that, I thank the board of ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, particularly Charlie Bales IV, who had the visionary idea of directly hiring a doctor. I need to point out that this audiobook would never have seen the light of day without the patience, support, guidance, and earth-moving skills of my incredible agents at Folio, Dado Derviskadic and Steve Troja. I am forever grateful to Hachette and especially my steadfast editor, Lauren Marino, and for the absolute brilliance of Claire Schultz, the chess master of books, whose insights and masterful edits almost single-handedly kept this book alive. Several members of my family deserve special mention. My brother, Dan Shanahan, whom I can always count on to create the exact perfect cartoon illustration. My sisters, who made writing breaks more fun. My mom, who passed on her dogged problem-solving skills. And my dad, who donated the all-important self-control gene. This audiobook owes much to you.